From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. According to the White House, leaving Afghanistan is not an option being considered by President Obama. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said today the president is continuing to undertake a thorough review of the war there, as well as U.S. policy. And speaking in Washington at a roundtable sponsored by CNN, Defense Secretary Robert Gates had a similar message.
There may be some short-term uncertainty on the part of our allies. There should be no uncertainty in terms of our determination to remain in Afghanistan.
General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, has said upwards of 40,000 additional troops are needed to turn the soon-to-be 9-year-old war around. The president has invited a bipartisan group of congressional leaders to the White House to confer about the war tomorrow. The U.S. Supreme Court formally opened its new term today with new Justice Sonia Sotomayor serving notice she will be an active player. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Sotomayor asked a total of 42 questions today, proving herself an even-handed questioner who probes for the weak places in each side's argument. She seemed at ease, focused, and to be enjoying herself. From time to time, she whispered something to the justice who sits next to her, Stephen Breyer. In addition to hearing arguments in two cases today, the justices released a list of 1,866 appeals in which they let the lower court decision stand. Among those was an appeal from a Florida student who challenged a state law requiring students to say the Pledge of Allegiance unless they have written permission from their parents not to, and an appeal from anti-abortion groups that wanted the state of Illinois to issue Choose Life license plates. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today told federal agencies to make plans to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases they spew into the atmosphere. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The federal government consumes more energy than any other part of the economy. The government has 500,000 buildings and 600,000 vehicles, so there's plenty of potential for reducing emissions that result from burning fossil fuels. Mr. Obama did not set a specific reduction target, but he did order federal agencies to come up with their own goals over the next 90 days. The order tells agencies that they need to make emissions reductions a priority in all their planning. Mr. Obama said he intends to lead by example, but this example comes too late to be of use in the international climate talks in Copenhagen coming up in December. Federal agencies will still be figuring out how much they can cut emissions, and they won't be ready to make any commitments by then. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Publisher Condé Nast says it will close Gourmet magazine along with Modern Bride, Elegant Bride, and the parenting magazine Cookie. The move by the New York-based company comes at a time the weak economy has substantially reduced ad revenues. Gourmet was launched in 1941. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 112 points to close at 9,599. The Nasdaq was up 20 points. This is NPR. The United Nations says even though it plans to temporarily close its offices in Pakistan, the agency will continue to provide humanitarian relief to Pakistani refugees. The announcement of the closure follows a suicide bomb attack that killed 5 people at the UN Food Agency's Pakistan headquarters. The Taliban had vowed to carry out new assaults in Pakistan. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon said the attack was, quote, unjustifiable and a heinous crime. After 11 consecutive months of decline, the service sector grew last month. That's according to a private survey. The results from the Institute for Supply Management suggest the economy is finally beginning to expand after a long, painful recession. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
The Institute surveys more than 300 purchasing managers at private companies. In September, they indicated the service sector, which makes up the vast majority of the U.S. economy, was bouncing back. Areas driving growth included healthcare and retail trade. Many economists expect any recovery will be uneven, and the survey seemed to confirm that. Many areas, ranging from real estate and finance to transportation and recreation, continued to shrink. Even if the economy is growing, employment is not. On Friday, the Labor Department said the nation lost more than 250,000 jobs in September. Employers say they're reluctant to start hiring again until they see signs a recovery is strong and sustainable. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Female pharmacist who claimed she was fired after being asked to be paid the same as a male counterpart has won her case in court. Massachusetts Supreme Court sided with Cincinnati Haddad and awarded a $2 million damage award. Haddad was fired in 2004 after more than 10 years on the job at Walmart. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.